Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Thank you for joining me for another round of the turnaround. As you can see, the title, coming from your losing season to a winning season. Yesterday, I talked about, I gave a couple of examples of my wife. I think it was the day before. One of the broadcasts, man, God just keeps making them come out. And so it was one of the broadcasts, I talked about my wife learning my language and being able to communicate with me in a way that I was able to understand. And so this morning, I was looking at this, I was going through this process of what God was trying to show me and say something to me. And it was kind of emotional, because God has always taken me back to a place where there was a lot of hurt and pain that I caused, and I even caused to myself. And so it was kind of difficult. And so I just wanted to really and truly do what God says do in this training, in this session, in this broadcast. However you look at it, if it's helping you, I pray that it is helping you. But it's really truly therapeutic to me because it allows me to dig deeper into my heart and allow God to really and truly heal me. And so I don't know about you, but I understand what a losing season looks like, feels like, being in it for a long time, things that you have failed in, things that you just seem like, my God, how long am I going to be in this situation? How long am I going to have to go through this or endure this? And it was a very, very hard and long process to literally come out of because I wasn't really learning anything. And so God just really, kind of brought it to me. Once again, God is speaking to me in my language. So he starts speaking to me in a sports language. And so he starts talking to me about, because I coach football and I understand football. I understand the laws of football, the rules of football. I understand it. And so God was telling me about, I was in high school and I was with a losing team. And we lost a lot. We won some, but we lost a lot. I mean, lost a lot of games. And I always wanted to beat, the people in my town, or at least the schools are in our town. I wanted to, beat them. They were always beating us. We were like everybody's homecoming and all of that. You know how that is. You pick the teams that you can beat in homecoming. And so it was a place where I was, I learned it. It was supposed to help me learn, fix my character. It helps you with your character. It helps you with your growth, your maturity. How do you accept losing? How do you accept it? And I wasn't accepting it well. I wasn't a good loser. And when I lost, it made it harder the next week for everybody that I was playing with. If you didn't play with the same intensity, if you didn't play with the same focus that I was playing with, because I always wanted to win. I never wanted to lose. And when I did lose, it started affecting me. It affected my mind. So I'm going to relate this to your relationship, because when we start talking about you having these same issues, you're having problems, you're arguing, you're not on the same page. It's like you're just missing each other in the conversation. It's the same thing with a football team. If every player is not on the same page, and the one thing that every sports thing and sports team do. It's like you have to believe. You have to believe in each other. You have to believe in the system. And so in marriage, do we believe in each other? Do we believe in the system? Because if you start looking at the situation and you start looking at the losses, then you'll start looking at the person and not really and truly believing if they're not, because I start looking at my the teammates like, y'all don't have the same intensity. Y'all ain't playing the same way. Y'all not doing the same way. Instead of me helping, motivating, encouraging, supporting, because if I never did that and I just talked at them, then the response that they're going to get, they're going to give me is, you don't tell me what to do. I can do whatever I want to do. I don't have to play. I can just leave. I can just do whatever I want to. Have you ever seen same situation? And a marriage it's a team. It's a team thing. And if you're not on the same page, you get this situation. So me and my wife, we wasn't on the same page. And so she was wanting to do something this way or be disciplined in this area, and she was focused in this place, and I wasn't focused. But here I am, and God says, how can you be focused on a football field when you're dealing with football sports, but you can't be focused in your marriage? You can't be focused in the things that I need you to do. Where's that same passion? My wife used to ask me, Jared, what drives you? Where's your passion? If you put me in between two white lines and you put me on a football field, you'll find my passion. You'll find the thing that I thought was the only thing that I had passion for, the only one thing that kept me focused, that kept me, with a drive. But it's the same. God says, how could you have that in that and not have it in here? I didn't make you one way. Everything that you do, you should be able to do it all the way across the board. And you know how hard that was for me? Because I lost and I was failing and I was losing in so many areas. In education, I was losing. I stayed back in the second grade, and that affected me mentally, physically, and everything above. It just rocked my world, because now everybody was ahead of me. Everybody that was with me is now ahead of me. So now I'm dealing with a shame place. And so education was always something that now I don't turn education off. I don't turn education off. I'm talking about a second grader. How can a second grader just turn off education? Because I did. I went into the classroom until I got to my fifth grade teacher, and she looked at me and she was like, I know your family. And I understand that you in a place where you're not taking this seriously. And because, I take a test and I fail it. I take a quiz and I fail it. You really start dealing with a lot of failure all the way through until your adulthood. It affects your, especially a man, it affects your ability to function. It affects, because it's either two things going to happen. It's either you're going to get extremely focused and go overboard, or you're going to just be like, I'm going to stay at this place, because, failure, I don't want to fail. Nobody wants to fail. But when you do fail, it makes it harder to believe that you can actually do it, because you got so much failure behind you. When your marriage is in suffering, and it feels like my communication is failing, my every part of my marriage is failing, and it's been failing for a long time, you get into a place where you don't even believe that whatever God has told you about your marriage, it will work, because the failure that you've been through, the failure that you see, the failure in every aspect of it. With me, I just felt like I couldn't. I was failing too much. And so God stopped. Once again, God always uses a sports analogy for me, because it helps me to understand. So it was like, okay, Gerald, what happens in your off season? What happens in your offseason? You went through a whole year of losing. You went through a whole year of ins and outs, ups and downs. You might have won one or two games, and you just celebrated it like it was the best game ever. Yay, I won. My wife used to tell me, like, Gerald, why do you celebrate? You celebrate these little small victories for a long time. I was celebrating them because I didn't get a whole lot of victories. So every little victory that I got, I was trying to celebrate it like it was the best, because what it was doing, it was helping my mentality. It was helping my mind. It was helping me to fight against the fact that I'm a failure. That I can actually win in something. I can actually have victory in something. Outside of football. If it was outside of the sports realm and I got a victory, I was happy. I wanted to celebrate. I wanted to do it. But my problem is I want to celebrate it too long, because Yvette was like, okay, we done celebrated. You can't do this all month. You can't do this all year, because there's other things that we got to conquer. There's other things that we got to do. There's other places and places that we have to go. And I need you to be prepared for it. I need you to be focused on it. And in mine, man, why you can't just let me celebrate? Why you can't you let me do this? Her mind is, it's progressive. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Because she's an administrator, because she's an educator. She understood the educational aspect of continue to move and continue to be progressive. And I was just trying to stay in a place of celebrating this little small victory. And I'm going to celebrate it for the rest of my life. And that wasn't it. That's not when you're playing a game of football, you win one game and you happy. But comes Monday, you got to start practicing for the next game and the next game. And when the season's over, you look back over your season and you check up you see a list of wins and losses. So if you got more losses than wins, what are you planning on doing in the off season? So what's your off season looks like? Most people, like, If your marriage is broken and things are happening and the spouse is gone, you in your off season with God. What is God saying to you? What is he having you to do? Because some stuff that you have to, you know, you have to in sports, in the off season, you know, you got a coach and the coach tells you, you need to work on this. You need to work on your speed. You need to work on your agility. You need to work on your explosion. You need to work on your strength. And then, and God is saying, he's your coach. He's telling you, you need to work on your attitude. You need to work on your heart. You need to work on your facial expressions. You need to work on the way you communicate. You need to work on the way that you love. You need to work on, I mean, see, God has a plan, but the problem is, are we listening to the coach? Are we listening to what the coach is saying to us? Because when the coach starts telling, because he understands the season that is getting ready to happen. You thought that because you went through this last season and that season was rough, that the next season that you're going to is going to be easier. No, you're going to have to correct the things that you didn't do in your off season, the things that you didn't do in your last season, and get better in the off season. So when you get to the new season, that there's a new, you got a new mindset. You're faster. Oh my God. Now when he comes home, now I'm not even speaking the same. I'm not even looking the same. I'm not even sounding the same. I don't roll my eyes. I don't roll my head. I don't point my finger. I don't raise my voice. I don't gripe. I don't murmur. I don't do any of these things. That's when I talk about when I came back home and I was watching Yvette had to go through her off season. In her off season, God was doing some things in her. He was correcting the way that she responds. She was going. Now you would sit there and say, why do I have to do all of this? This is what athletes say. I'm a coach. They will say, why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to run? It's 100 degrees out here. Why do I have to run through these tires? Why do I have to run from line to line? Why do I have to do all of these sprints? Why do I have to lift all of these weights? Why are you making me jump up and down? Why are you making me do all of these things? But let me tell you something. When you have to do it, and you actually do it, it makes you better in the next season. So when you get ready to go to the next season, you went from a player that's not even playing, a player that wasn't even focused, a player that didn't even understand, and to a player that's now on the field. Now when you in the field, now you got to actually play. Now when the spouse comes back, now it's time to actually play. That's when the rubber hits the road. What's the game plan? God, what's the game plan? How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do that? Because if a coach gives you a play, and you go out there and you don't even understand how to run the play, and it's 11 men on the field, and if 11 men aren't doing their job the same, and the quarterback drops back to throw a pass to a person that doesn't even know the route, and he throws an interception, all of a sudden now the game changes. Defense wins. Defense gets a touchdown, and you looking at a man going to the end zone. I know y'all don't understand sports, but I'm gonna bring it back to the marriage aspect of it. When the situation comes about, when there's an argument getting ready to happen, who is the one that's going to actually show and look like Christ? So we already done played this thing out before, because we seen this last season. We already know that if I do this, this is going to be the result of that. What's the game plan? What's the new plan? What's the new strategy that I learned in my off season? God gave you some time. He gave you some time. And if your time is real long, then it's like, how long are we going to have to go through this drill? Because I don't think you're ready. You might say that I'm ready. I'm ready for this thing. I'm ready to make this. I'm ready to say this. I'm ready to live this life. I'm ready to do this. But God says, are you really ready? Are you really ready? Are you really ready? Because I'm able to give you the strength, huh? I'm able to give you all the agility that you need. I'm able to do all of these things because you're putting in the work. You start putting in the work, some major work, and watch God do the rest. Because I'm telling you, if you put in work, and sometimes you have to go to a specialist. That's why they got those trainers. That's why they got IMG. They specialize in stuff. They specialize in football. They specialize in training. They specialize in tennis. They specialize in basketball because they get to the technical aspect of it. They make sure that every aspect of it, the way that you stand, the way that you speak, the way that you shoot, the way that you catch, the way that you see. I mean, they go all through all of these drills daily. I mean, they put you through psychological drills. They put you through this place. So God is saying the same thing. It's like, when a situation is happening, how are you standing? What is your posture? Are you looking at them? Are you having your eyes roll? Because I remember I was like, if she's going to talk to you and you want her to respect you, then pay attention to her. Look her in her face. Don't try to be doing two and three things and think that you're actually listening to her. Because what I'm telling you, that you're going to take a loss. You're going to take a loss because you're going to hear that same conversation again. So how many losses are you taking a day? How many losses are you taking, when God gives you an opportunity to win and you take a loss because you didn't respond right? And then all of a sudden the situation goes from left, goes from going a right way to going a left way. I'm just saying, listen, it's in anything that we're doing. In your business, in your life, it's like, okay, God is want to be in control of it all. Be in control of it all. So if you got an opportunity to train, to prepare yourself, to do the right things. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself because there's going to be another season. Are you prepared for the next season? You've gone through that season. You've been through that season. You've got some wins and you got some losses. You passed some and you failed some. And God shows you. He shows you when you lost. He shows you when you win. He shows this to you, but he gives you strategies. And then in the off season, it's time to get better. It's time to get better. It doesn't even matter if they're sitting in the house with you or if they're gone. It's a season where you got to get better. Okay, God, I ain't passed this test. I got a problem with my attitude. I got a problem with rolling my eyes. I got a problem with my facial expressions. I got a problem with my words. I got a problem, saying this and saying that. I got a problem. But we can't spend time. I can't spend time in the off season. I gotta spend the time trying to get better for myself. And my wife's she's in the off season. She's trying to get better for herself. That when we come together, when we start working this thing together, that when we come together and we start working out together, we start plowing together, we start pushing together. Now our focus have become one. But in the meantime and in between time, there's things that I gotta do. I get up and I walk, get out of this and I go and walk 5 and 6 miles. Why? Because God asked me to do it because it's part of my training. It's a part of a place where he asks, he says, I need you to do it because I need you to commune with me. I need you to get with me. I'm like, okay, God, really? I do the driving around and then you give me the turnaround. You give me all of these things. And it's like, okay, that's just like me, in sports. That's just like me running. You know, coach, I just lifted all the weights. Now you want me to go outside and run? Man, come on. But that's part of training. It's part of discipline. It's part of getting you prepared for the next season. God is always preparing you for the next season. It's things that you have to learn, things that you have to overcome. It took me a long time to get it because I wasn't understanding the principles of what God was trying to say until I started seeing it in a football analogy. Then it tapped into my language and I started understanding, but it took me a very long time. It took me a very long time. And if you're dealing with a person that has taken a lot of losses, and when I'm talking about losses with me, it was lost in educational. It took me a very long time to get through school. It took me a long time to get a degree. It took me a long time to pass tests. It took me a long time for a lot of stuff. My marriage. It took me a long time to understand my role. It took me a long time to understand my identity. It took me a long time to understand how to love my wife the way Christ loved the church. It took me a long time to figure out, you know, how to just survive, how to be a winner, how to do this. It took me a long time, but it was a place where God says, son, if you take this same principle that you use out on a football field and you apply to this to your Christian life, son, you will get through this thing a whole lot faster. But you just want to say you want to separate it. You want to separate it. If you getting them same victories, take that same principle. I'm your coach and I'm telling you to train. I'm telling you to live right. That means what you putting in your body. What do you, a coach will say, you know, you got to hydrate your body. You got to put the right foods into your body because you got to prepare yourself to be able to go on the field and do. You can't put junk food in your body and then go out on the football field and think that you're going to be productive. You can't sit there and put worldly stuff into your mind, worldly stuff into your body and think that you're going to operate in kingdom and Christian understanding when God is trying to do something. That just ain't going to work. That's not going to work. You can't use a carnal mindset, a worldly mindset on Christian principles and kingdom and operating in kingdom and operating in your marriage. I'm just telling you, because if you do, you're going to operate out of your flesh and your emotions. And those things are going to have you haywire. That's what gives you the losses. That's what gives you the losses. In a football, if you do something outside, if you do something on your own, you do something that's not even pertaining to the play or pertaining to the team, you get the team ends up taking a loss. Because I was out of pocket and I was doing crazy stuff, my family was taking a loss. That's my team. That's my team. God is the CEO. He's the owner of the team. I'm the head coach. And if the head coach is out of place and out of pocket, that means I'm not preparing myself to do the right things. I'm not communicating with my wife as she's the head coach, or she could be the defensive coordinator because she understands football. She's my football guru in the house. She probably understands more football than I understand it. And so she got this thing. And so she was able to actually realize, because I'm sure the Holy Spirit talked to him in football terms. Because if you talk to him in football terms, you're going to get a different response. You're going to get a different answer. She starts speaking to me in football terms. And when I tell you, it removed scales off of my eyes. I was like, oh, my God, I see what you're talking about. She had been talking for years, like literally talking for years. And that stuff wasn't even registering. I'm a visual person. So if you speaking something, you got to actually speak it and then show it to me. Because if you don't show it to me and you want me to hear it, I'm only comprehending half of it. And so I'm missing probably the main pieces that you want me to understand. And so if you're dealing with someone that's in that place, then you got to understand how to speak to them. You got to understand their language that they will be able to truly understand where it was coming from. God started speaking to me in a football term because he started showing me what football was like. What was I supposed to learn in football? I said something the other day. It's like in football, it was a place when I got to college that I was supposed to mature. I was supposed to become a man. It's a place of passage where you become a man. Our coach, that's all he talked about. His coaching philosophy was, I'm trying to make you a man, a better man, a better father, a better husband, so that when you walk out of here, you'll understand the principles of that. I didn't even understand it. I mean, I used to talk about that, and I thought he was like the craziest dude. Man, speak football, talk football, and don't be talking about this other stuff. But that's how he taught it. And I bucked that system, and I took a whole lot of losses on that. And let me tell you, God made me go back. He made me go back to him and apologize to him. And I had to apologize to Coach Snyder at Kansas State University. I sat in front of him and I cried and I apologized because I took some losses that I wasn't supposed to take losses because I got into a place where I didn't even mature. I didn't even try to mature. I just wanted to do it my way. And now my team, my family is taking a hit for me. They was taking a hit for it. Because I wasn't in my right role. I wasn't in my right place when I got married. So I was out of pocket. So I came into the game losing because I wasn't prepared. So now I spend my time getting prepared. I spend my time trying to understand the game plan. God, what's the game plan? What's the game plan for my family? What's the game plan for my ministry? What's the game plan for me? What's the game plan? So if you got somebody that's not even understanding the game plan, you got to be lined up with God to understand the game plan. So if I'm sick and I can't coach a game, my offensive coordinator, my defensive coordinator has to take over for a period of time. And so they got to get instructions. They got to have the game plan. They got to have the understanding of what's going to happen. If your spouse is not at home, and you still got your household in your house, that means because he's out of alignment, that means by default, you got to actually get the assignment, the game plan from God. And God will show you what the game plan is and how the game plan still incorporates the coach. I need you to call the coach on the phone and ask him about this, and this. Okay, I need you to find out how this supposed to work. I need you to find out how this supposed to work. Because if you're not actually trying to find out the game plan, to know how to do the coach. How do you want me to do this? How do you want me to set this play up? How do you want God? How do you want me to fast? How do you want me to pray for my husband? Pray for my coach. Pray for my family. How do you want me to do this? What is the strategy that you want me to, when I make this phone call, what is it that you want me to say? Because God has a plan. God has a plan. I remember Yvette she was sending me an email of who I am, of who my identity, my prophetic word. And so God was like, tell him who he is. How many times understand football, you probably wouldn't understand. But when you motivate, when you encourage your players, I'm telling you, you get something that you probably didn't ever see. You will see somebody do something that you ain't seen them do in practice at all. But if you sit there and all they hear from you is how sorry you are, how bad you are, you're not good at this, they're not going to do good. They're not going to do good unless they have a mentality that I'm going to switch this thing off. Everything that you said I can't do, I'm going to show you that I can do it. Some coaches try to do reverse psychology, but some coaches just have to motivate. Some coaches just have to pump. Some coaches just have to give you what you need. Because if he don't give you what you need, then you're going to be sitting there like, Man, every time I open my, every time I do something, they say I'm not running it right. They say I ain't running the right route. They say I don't have my hands up and I can't catch. Instead of, hey, listen, I'm going to put you on this drill. So I'm going to get your hands better. Well, I'm going to put you on this. I'm going to put you over here and I'm going to show you how to run these routes. I'm going to show you how to be a quarterback. I'm going to show you how to tackle. I'm going to show you how to do these things. God is saying, I'm going to show you how to pray. I'm going to show you how to speak. I'm going to show you how to act. I'm gonna show you how your posture should look. God is your head coach. God is your head coach. I'm just using a football analogy for every man that understands football, for every woman that understands football. And if you don't understand football and your husband understands football, you might want to start understanding football, because I know he spent some time on a Saturday or Sunday sitting there for 2 or 3 hours watching some football and asking you not to talk to him when you really want to talk to him. But you haven't got the instructions to understand when to come and talk to him. Okay, footballies, you sitting in a huddle and you're getting ready to run a play, and somebody run off the sideline and say, "Hey man, what's the play?" Dude, it's already 11 men on the field. By the time you run off, there's a flag. Now it's saying 12 men on the field. Now they've taken another loss. They lost yardage. They lost yardage. So every time you decide to say, to do it on your own and say, "Oh, you going to listen to me. I need you to talk." And he's saying, "Okay, I just want to watch this game." And you saying, "No, I need you to talk." I can promise you somebody going to lose. Somebody's going to lose in this situation. Somebody is going to lose. Because if he agrees to do it, he's going to lose that time and that thing, and he's going to regret. He's going to be mad. And now he's going to be in a place that she literally took away what I wanted to do, a little bit of my freedom. But I decided to say, "Okay, I'll do it." But I'm telling you, it's an anger that's coming. So the next time that something is that you want to be done, or you ask him to do it, he going to remember that football game. He going to remember that football. He going to remember that moment when you ran up there and said about, can you talk to me right now? And you take up half of his football game. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. I'm just telling you. This is about coming from a losing season to a winning season. You got to know how to prepare. You got to know how to structure yourself. You got to know your weaknesses, because in every sports, the other team studies your weakness. The enemy knows your weakness. He knows what makes you mad, what makes you tick, what makes you weak. He understands that's what sports is about. I'm going to find the weakest link and I'm going to exploit it. So if your weakest link is your rolling your eyes, I guarantee you the enemy is going to do something to make you roll your eyes. Cause if my wife facial expressions used to jack me up. I mean, you want to get me mad? You want to take me to a whole nother place? Start rolling your eyes or have bad face, jacked up facial expressions. I mean, hey, I'm out of here. I'm not dealing with any of that. I'm not dealing with any of that. Same thing. The enemy knows your weakness. And God is saying, "I'm trying to work on your weaknesses." If your spouse is not there, you in your off season. God is trying to work your weaknesses. That's why you spend, you know, in Florida, shoot, it's get 100 degrees out there in the summertime. And they got you out there running, you know, 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And you trying to get it. Matter of fact, you mess around and you do it with your football team, and then you turn around and you go to a specialist, someone that works on speed, someone that works on strength, and they specialize in it. So now they're going to take that training to a whole nother level. This is the same thing. If you need training, you need resources, you need things that'll help you to become better at the things that you are weak in. If you weak as a helpmeet, that means you need to find some strategies to get stronger as a helpmeet or as a wife. Whatever you want, however you want to look at it. However you, as a husband, same thing. You better know your weaknesses. You better know how to deal with your weaknesses. You better get stronger in your weaknesses. Because that's what he was telling me, boy, you better get stronger. You better get stronger at being able to come out of these addictions. You better get stronger at being able to come out of all of these things. So I had a lot of obstacles to come through, but I had to understand the football term. I had to understand that, okay, I'm willing to go out here and run because I'm going to get faster. I'm going to get my speed down from a 4.3 to a 4.2. My vertical is going to go up. I'm going to get more explosive. I'm going to get more stronger. My bench press is going to go up. That's the same thing. Gerald, you know that stronghold that you've been dealing with, that's just like bench pressing. How much you want to bench press? How many times can you bench press it? Because every time you lift it up, you get stronger. Every time you bench it, you get stronger. Every time you do more reps, you get stronger. It's getting you stronger to beat pornography. It's getting you stronger to beat the drugs. It's getting you stronger to beat all of these things. Because as you, and in a spiritual aspect, it's the word. It's the scriptures that you're using that's feeding you, that's getting you stronger, that you pushing up. And as you get bigger and you getting stronger in the Lord, you're getting stronger in the scriptures, you getting bigger. Greater is he that is in you that is in the world. So when you find yourself doing something that you couldn't do, you get a kid that's getting ready to bench press and he been working his butt off, and all of a sudden it's time to test. It's time to get put to the test. So he gets under there and he has 225 on there, and all of a sudden he's just repping it. He's repping it. And he used to only be able to get 200. And then all of a sudden you put 225 on there and you ask him to get to see how many he can go. And he gets more than 10. And normally he couldn't even get one, but now he got 10. That means he got stronger. That means he figured out how the way to get stronger. That means he was in the weight room getting stronger. You got a kid that's out there that used to be slow, and all of a sudden he comes back off of off season, and he went from a five flat to a 4.5. That means he got some gain. That means he understood explosion. That means he understood turning those feet over. I'm talking about a person that couldn't even tackle, now being able to tackle. You talking about somebody that wasn't able to shoot up one bucket, and now all he's doing is getting buckets. You talking about somebody that used to sit there and they used to roll their eyes and they used to argue every single day, to a person that's always now loving unconditionally. A person that's now talking when you speak to them, you don't hear the anger in their voice. You don't hear the pain in their voice. You don't hear all of the unforgiveness in their voice. You see something that's looking at you and loving you unconditionally. I'm just trying to tell you how my marriage went. I'm just trying to tell you, this is my life. This is how I did it. This is how we did it. This is what my wife did. I'm just telling you. And I'm telling you that it works. I'm telling you that it works. So you got to prepare yourself. You really and truly have to prepare yourself. If your spouse is not there, you can't look at this as, oh my God, because you won't train. Oh my feelings. Oh, you won't train because now you're in your emotions and your feelings. Because when you get in your emotions and your feelings, if you're a player, you get in your emotions and your feelings and it's 100 degrees outside, you ain't going to work out. You're going to miss that workout. You're going to miss that workout. You're not going to go, especially when ain't nobody making you go. Nah, and God ain't making you do anything. He's suggesting that you actually do this. He's suggesting that you get help, that you lean on him, that you rely on him for all of your strength. You need supernatural strength to get through a heavy situation, a long, hard season. Man, you just took a whole lot of losses, and do you want your next season to be a whole lot of losses, or do you want to have a winning season? It's about going for a winning season. So let's get away from the losing season and let's walk into our winning season. But in between the losing season and the winning season, there's a whole lot of work that got to be done. There's a whole lot of sacrificing that has to be made. You have to sacrifice something to get out there in that heat. You have to sacrifice something to get out there and continue to run 110s, 120s, 100 meters, whatever it may be that you have to do, or lift all those weights, or to do all of those things. It's some sacrifices that have to be made. The question is, are you willing to make a sacrifice? Because here it goes. He said, I sent my only begotten son to pay the price for your sins. And I mean, he made a major sacrifice. He died on the cross for you and me. You and me. So if we say that we're in this image and likeness, so now it says, you know, I'm a living sacrifice. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice this off season? And not, here it goes.
In the off season, it ain't even about complaining. It's about getting better. It's about getting better. I used to have this saying, it's like, day by day, play by play, get better. That's it. Day by day, play by play, just get better. Get better. So every day, get better. Every situation, get better. Period. Just get better. Don't stay the same. Grow. Don't stay the same. Grow.
Man, that thing used to be so, I was like, God, man, I found my passion. Now I understood how to implement, you know, this stuff to what I'm doing. My wife was always trying to do it. She was doing her and her way. But then she had to understand she better start speaking football language for her to get a better result. She did it. She literally did it. And when I tell you, when it's something that she feels like I got to get a better understanding with it, she implements the football plan. That's how are you going to get this? That's part of our playbook. That's part of our playbook. What's in your playbook? What play is going to get you to win? What play is going to get you a win? Here's one to play.
I'm not going to argue about anything. I'm going to ask God, when is it that I need to speak? When is it appropriate time? And when is it appropriate for me to do whatever it is to do? Because I'm going to operate in wisdom. Wisdom. I mean, wisdom. It is what it is. So that's an exercise drill. It's an exercise drill. Think about whatever it is your weaknesses is, what exercise you have to do to get better in it. To get better. So once again, day by day, play by play, get better, that we can walk out of our losing season into our winning season. And I believe that everyone that's on here understands that they have the ability to win. They understand their losses. They understand the things why they got those losses. And so while you understanding why you got those losses, you understand the things that went wrong. And so fix those things that went wrong so they won't be the same problems and the same things that are wrong in your new season. And I'm telling you, if you fix those things, you're going to get more wins than you're going to get losses. I understand. I'm telling you, God is not a God that he should lie. He's giving you the victory. He's giving you the victory. So you have victory over the enemy. Don't allow the enemy to exploit your weaknesses. Don't let the enemy exploit you. Don't let the enemy exploit your situation. Don't let him. Because what happens is the more losses you get, the more it affects your mind. The more it affects your ability to think and to believe and to have faith that you can actually win, that you can have actually, because if you have so many losses, season after season, it makes it hard for you to even believe that you can win. It makes it hard for you to even believe that things can even change. It makes it hard for you to, I mean, you stop believing. And that's one of the key components of being a believer. Oh, my God. Of being a believer. You have to believe. You have to believe. And then you have to have faith. Faith. In a football thing, you got to believe in your teammates. You got to have faith that every person that's standing on that field is going to actually do their part. Actually do their part. So are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to sacrifice for your part? What's your part? If God's saying, I need you to stand, I need you to stay, I need you to pray, I need you to fast, I need you to talk right, I need you to communicate right, I need you to do this. And you sitting there like, why me? This is not even fair. This is not fair. Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to be the one? Why are they over there doing what they're doing? They're getting away with it. They're not going to get away with it. They're not getting away. When I left and I left away from home, I wasn't getting away from it. Everything that I do in this body, I'm going to have to pay the price for it. I'm going to have to pay the price for it. Because if God tells you to do something, that means you have to do it. Because all of this stuff that they're doing over here, When God start dealing with it and flip it around and they got to come back, they coming back with all of that stuff. All of that stuff. They're not dropping that stuff off. They're not dropping it off. They ain't dropping off no hurt. They ain't dropping off temptation. They ain't dropping off perversion. They ain't dropping off lust. They ain't dropping the temptation off. They ain't dropping that stuff off. That stuff ain't being just dropped off there. They're coming back with it. So God says, in this season, in this off season, I need you to be prepared for that. I need you to be, how you going to help them? As a player, a person that's not even doing anything, and the season starts, that means everything, Monday through Thursday, that he has to grind. He has to get better because he ain't doing anything in the offseason. So, yes, he going to struggle. Yes, he going to throw up. Yes, he ain't going to feel good. Yes, until the midseason, and now they get right. Once they start getting right, because the other players over here pushed them. The other players over here encouraged them. The other players over here still knew that you part of my team. So I gotta make sure, because you didn't do anything in the summer, you ain't do anything in off season, I gotta help you get ready in during season. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not fair. It's not fair. Who says it has to be fair? Who said it had to be fair? If God says do it, you do it. Period. Period. There's no question about, oh my God, it's too hard for me. Why is they over there doing here? Oh, they're with the other woman. They're the man, please. They're going to pay for all of that. They got to pay for what they do in their body. But the problem is when they come back, they still got to pay for it. But now they back at you. They back with you. But now you got to help them understand they got to reap what they sow. They got to be able to help them to come out. I had, man, when I came back, I had to still understand that I did some stuff. I understand that I broke some people's heart. I understand the damage that I caused. I understand of that. And so I got to fight to get that stuff back. So I got to reap that. I have to reap that. My wife ain't have, she's like, you understand what you got to do? You got to win back your children. You got to win back their trust. You got to win back my trust. I'm a trust you regardless because God told me to trust you. But them kids, oh, you're going to have to win that. You're going to have to fight for that. That means you're going to have to go through some struggle. That means you're going to have to lift a lot more weights. That means you're going to have to run a little bit more. That means you're going to have to do a lot more plyometrics. That means you're going to have to do a whole lot more things than you did the last time in this time. So ain't no need of crying and complaining. There's no need. You got your off season. What are you doing in your off season? What are you doing in your off season? Are you getting stronger in your off season? Are you getting closer to God in your off season? Or are you sitting there allowing the enemy to exploit your weakness? I'm lonely. I'm depressed. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I'm mad. All of these things are weaknesses. And the enemy sitting there just like, yep. Today I'm gonna get the anger. Today I'm gonna get the loneliness. Today I'm gonna get this. Today I'm gonna get that. Every weakness that you have, the enemy is trying to exploit. Same thing in football. I watch film. I find the weakest link. If the weakest link is the right side corner, everything that we do is gonna be dedicated to that corner. I'm gonna make him feel miserable. I'm gonna make him want to quit. I'm gonna make him want to get out of the game. Tell me the enemy doesn't make you feel like that. Tell me that the enemy don't make you feel like you just want to quit and let it go. To walk away from the game. Walk away from the game plan. Walk away from whatever God has said to you to do. You're just going to walk away from it because this enemy done made me mad. This enemy has put me in a place of depression. He has put me in a place of quitting, giving up, walking away. You're going to abandon the game plan that God has. No, the game plan don't look like the game plan that you thought you was going to have. The game plan looks the way God has orchestrated the game plan. Sometimes you got to make an audible. That means that everything, some things might not go look the way it's supposed to go, but now you got to make an audible. That means you got to change the plan. God changes the plan for the plan to be better. No, just because they went over there and been with the other woman or did whatever the heck they do, walked out there on drugs, walked out there on alcohol, or got on pornography. Yeah, that now you got to make an audible. Here's the audible. Now here's the audible. I'm going to get him back. I'm going to bring him back. You got to call a play. You got to do what you got to do. That means you got to fast. That means you got to pray for him. That means you got to speak these things into existence. That means you got to call those things to be not as though they were. That means you got to act like you got a victory. That means you got to act like you understand. That means you got to act like all of these things, because you'll sit there and say, it's not fair that I got to do all of this. But let me tell you something. Here's the audible that's been called. That means you have to do something, that you might have to do something that's a little bit harder and a little bit longer than the next person, because what God has planned is something for the turnaround. So when the thing starts turning around and it starts coming back and it looking good for you, you ain't gonna just say, oh my God, it's good, and you ain't prepared for the enemy to find the weaknesses. You don't understand how the enemy has exploited the weaknesses. So you will understand how the enemy is exploiting your spouse and exploiting those weaknesses and making them feel like less than a man, and you understand how to speak to him. You'll understand how to put something in the earth realm. You'll understand how to fast for him. You'll understand how to declare for him. You'll understand how to get on your knees and cry for him. You'll understand how to love him unconditionally. You'll understand how to forgive 70 times 7. You'll understand that how to get your healing. You'll understand how to come out of the trauma places. You'll understand that you can't make facial expressions when they come back home. You can't be a murmurer. You can't be a fault finder. You can't be that person that you used to be, because in the off season, you have changed your appearance. You have changed the way you think. You have changed the way you talk. Now your new season does not even look like the old season. All of them losses you took, you ain't taking them no more. Now you have in the off season, you have grown. You have gotten bigger. You have gotten stronger. You have gotten wiser. You have gotten all of the tools that you need, the resources that you need. You don't went and found you a personal trainer to make you stronger. I'm going to be stronger in this help me stuff. I'm going to understand how to warfare. I'm going to understand how to save my marriage. I'm going to understand how to save my husband. I'm going to understand how to save my family. I'm going to understand how to walk this thing out. I'm going to understand how to have peace in my home. I'm going to understand how to declare an atmosphere of deliverance over my household. I'm going to understand how to hold my tongue. I'm going to understand how to walk in wisdom. I'm going to understand how to walk in a Proverbs 31 woman. I'm going to understand how to walk in a Titus 2 woman. I'm just saying. I'm gonna understand how to be a PPK. I'm gonna understand how to be a man that leads. I'm gonna understand how to stand my ground. I'm gonna understand how to represent my family. I'm gonna understand how to represent God to my family. I'm gonna understand that I'm gonna live holy and righteous. I'm gonna understand that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm gonna understand that I'm above and not beneath. I'm gonna understand that I'm more than a conqueror. I'm gonna understand everything that has been trying to make me feel less than a man, that the devil is a lie. I understand my identity. And I'm not operating in identity crisis. I'm just saying. The enemy is always trying to exploit your weakness. Find your weakness. Find your weakness and make your weakness strong, so you balance now. Me and my wife are operating in a balanced place. I'm stronger now. I'm a lot stronger now, and I'm only getting stronger. I'm only going to get stronger because I understood my weakness, and I make sure that I trained to get stronger in my weakest areas. Sports was my area that I was strong in, but I wasn't strong in the marriage area. I wasn't strong in the ministry. I wasn't strong in the ministry area. I wasn't strong in my family area. I focus on those areas. I focus on those areas. On my deliverance, fighting alcohol, fighting drugs, fighting pornography, fighting all those things that took me offline. Come on, y'all. We done taking these L's and taking L's on because we don't want to change, or we don't want to work hard, or we don't want to fight, or we don't want to do anything. We just want to give up and just take a L. Nah, man. And an L means a loss. We ain't taking no more losses. I said day by day, play by play, get better. That means day by day, circumstance by circumstance, get better. I don't care what your situation is. God don't even care. He's not caring about your situation. He just wants you to get better. He wants you to win. He wants you to attack the enemy like the enemy is attacking you. Know his weaknesses. Know what he's trying to do to you. Know what how he's trying to attack. Because he doesn't change up his attack. He's not even that smart. He comes with his same game plan from the since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of time, what he does is he finds your weakness. He looks for your weakness. So if you operate, if you find your weaknesses and you strengthen your weakness, he can't find nothing in you. He move on. Man, y'all better catch this. I'm just saying, please catch this. Catch this. No more losses, y'all. Serious. Let's no more losses. I'm serious, man. I thought I was gonna shed tears on this, but I think I cried all morning. I got all my tears out. I even told my wife, man, babe, this one right here, it might make me draw some tears. It might make me sit there looking like a baby. Maybe because but I think I shedded all my tears. Cause I don't want anybody on here to take any more losses, man. Let's get to our winning season. We're winners, man. God has called for us to win. He's always called for us to win. And anytime you feeling like that you're losing, it's time to go. It's time to train a little harder. It's time to find your weaknesses. What is this thing that's keep tormenting you? Is it depression? Is it loneliness? Is it that you looking at the circumstances? You looking at your spouse doing something different than what he's supposed to or she's supposed to? Are we focusing on that? Because if that's your ultimate, if that's the only thing that you want, then you're fighting the wrong battle. You're fighting the wrong fight. You're not training for the right purposes. Because that's not the only person that you got to win. You're supposed to be winning somebody every time you walk out of the house. And if you can't win that back, how you going to win something else? Come on. It's all about us. It's about you. It's about us individually. What are you doing on the off season? What are you doing on the off season? What does your off season training looks like? What do you have? What do you have? Do you have any weights? You have any resources? Are you running? Are you in the scriptures? Are you finding someone that has the same mind that you have that's willing to work harder than you? Because I'm not gonna find anybody. You know, you don't team up with somebody that's not gonna work as hard as you or harder than you. You don't team up with somebody that's not gonna work hard and they're not gonna be able to push you. What good is that? Because you're gonna stay the same. Or less even fall into their group and not even work hard at all and digress. And then you keep taking these losses. Stop taking losses. Day after day, play after play, situation after situation, you taking losses. The losing season is over. It's over. Come up with some more strategies, okay? Come up with some more strategies. For one, evaluate you. Evaluate your situation. Don't try to go to God with all of his stuff or her stuff. Leave that alone. Just try that try a new season of something. Try a new season of something. And watch God do what he gonna do in you. So when he get done with you, he can do something with the other person. I'm not telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm actually telling you something that we had to live. So if you're not willing to live it, then you might as well go ahead and sit. Don't even sit on the bench. Go sit in the stands and watch the game, because that's exactly what you're doing. You just sitting there watching the game. You're not even willing to participate in the game. That means you're not even willing to get out there from in the off season, in the summertime, and work your butt off. That means I'm getting in there, God. I'm getting in your word. God, I want a better relationship with you. God, I want your perfect will. God, what's my instructions for today? God, what do you want me to read today? God, what do you want me to say today? God, how do I do this, God? How do I get stronger in this area, God? How do I get wisdom in this area, God? How do I come out of this area, God? How do I get delivered in this area, God? God, 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 God. If all of your words don't come up with God, 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 then you ain't training hard enough. You ain't pushing hard enough. You ain't seeking hard enough. You just trying to find somebody that's going to make you feel like it's okay to be right where you are. It's a lie. It's a lie. We got to push harder. We got to train harder. We got to fight harder. I was like, God. If I ever wanted to get to If I ever wanted to get to the thing that God showed me, like to get to the NFL, that means I stood 5'3", or maybe two. I was probably the smallest thing that I've seen, whatever. At one point in time, I had to be the smallest person in the NFL. I had to be. Because I was a small individual, and God showed me in the midst of all this losing stuff at Bayshore High School, we took a whole lot of losses. And during that time, God showed me, he's like, I'm gonna give you the desires of your heart. I'm gonna give you the ability to get to the NFL. But when you get there, you're gonna get there because I got you there. And I'm like, okay, whatever, God, I'm good. But during that time, I remember when I was in high school high school, every Sunday, I used to sit there. I used to play football in the street, and I used to play the game like flag football, because if you can't, you know, you're touching you down. But I used to play tackle football like flag football. If you can't touch me, you can't hit me. So I got faster. I used to do things like hold on a car going down the road and somebody in my friends or whatever, and I hold on to the window and they'll go speed up a little bit, and I learn how to turn my feet over. I learn how to get faster, because if I ain't get faster, I was going to hit that pavement. I was going to hit that asphalt, and I was going to get skinned up, or I get ran over, one of the two. And I played football. We played football every Sunday. We played football when there wasn't a football game, we were playing football. And what I was thinking was, I'm learning how to run. I'm learning how to catch. I'm learning how to do all of these things. So I was perfecting my skill. So when I actually got into football, the football was easy to me. When I got between the white lines, it was easy to me. I understood what you was trying to do. And I understood that I got speed. And if I got speed, you can't catch me. You can't touch me. But it never worked if I didn't use it with a team concept. Because when I got to play like Southeast or Manatee or Pelman or whatever, you know, they got talent too. I couldn't just use my speed. It was actually had to be a team effort. But I wasn't functioning with a team. I wasn't. I was trying to do it on my own. I was trying to do things that I couldn't do without the other 10 players. I couldn't do stuff without my wife. God had already told me, son, you're not going to get far without your wife. You're not going to get anywhere if you don't include her in everything that you do. And that stuff wasn't working. I was trying to come out of my deliverance. I was trying to do all of this thing on my own. I try to do, you know, anything now in ministry, I try to do it on my own. And then something fails. She'd be like, did we talk about that? No, I was just trying to do it on my own. I felt like I can do it on my own. But, you know, God says you can't do anything on your own. You have to do it with her. How can two walk together unless they agree? I'm like, dang, how can a team function if they're not on the same page, if they're not in agreement? You can't walk out there on the football field and you think that you're going to walk out there and you're just going to take a win and you're not even on the same page. Dude, they running the ball and you're backing up and pass, but and like they throwing a pass and they running the ball. You're not reacting the same. Come on, y'all. The losing season is over. I declare, just put up now. My losing season is over. My losing season is over. If you really believe that, listen, you gotta believe. In sports, the saying is, if you don't believe it, you can't achieve it. But if you believe it, you can achieve it. Because you can put some faith with that thing. And now, as you believing, your faith going to a whole nother level. Where is your faith? Where is your belief? Where is your hope? Where is any of that in the midst of all of this? Where is it? Your losing season is over. No longer are you losing. No longer are you going to operate with a loser mentality. No longer are you going to not work hard. No longer are you going to not train hard. If God says that I got to pray and I got to stay, then doggone it, that's what I got to do. God, I ain't going to ask you how long I got to do it. I'm going to just do it day by day. Day by day, you give me strength. Day by day, I'm going to get better. Day by day, my mind is going to change. Day by day, my words are going to change. Day by day, my heart is going to change. Day by day, my life is going to change. I declare that every by day, I'm going to get better. Day by day, I'm going to change. I'm going to get my strength. I'm going to get my wisdom. I'm going to get my understanding. I'm going to get my salvation. I'm going to get my deliverance. Day by day, I'm going to get it. I'm going to win. I refuse to lose. I refuse to lose. I'm not a loser. I win. Enemy, I win. I know you want to know my, weaknesses. I know you trying to exploit my weaknesses, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get stronger in every aspect of my life. I'm going to get stronger in my weak places. And when I get stronger in my weak places, you ain't going to find no way in me. You're not going to, I'm going to dominate. Have you ever seen a team that we're looking at, the Jordan thing and how they dominated. They got three-peats, how they went through dominating the league. And you listen to some of those people and you think about, you know, what they said about Jordan. Yeah, they talking about he's crazy. He's ego, all of this stuff. But what happened was he messed around and didn't get a position in high school. And his dad always, you know, didn't treat him the way, you know, he thought he should be treated. So his mind triggered that I ain't losing. I'm not going to lose. Give me the ball, coach. I ain't losing. God, give me the strength. I ain't losing, God. My family ain't gonna take no more L's. We ain't losing, God. I know I got somebody that quit, but they gonna come back, God. They gonna come back. And when they come back, how do we accept them when they come back? You done seen kids, your kid probably, I don't wanna play no more. I quit. But then they miss it so bad they want to come back. Why they want to come back? Because they see something different. They see the team differently. They see something. They smell something different. And they're like, oh my God, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. Can I come back? That spouse saying, can I come back? I remember Yvette, can I come home? Yeah, the door open. Y'all acting like this ain't, I'm just telling you what happened to us. I'm telling you, why would God do it for us and won't do it for you? Why would he do that? He's not a respecter of persons. So whatever he did for us, I'm like, okay, God, give him hope. Okay, what's that? You be the hope. Yvette, give him help. Show him how to do it. Show them how I led you. Show them how I showed you. Show them how pour into them everything that I poured into you. And then they can see the example by looking at your husband. He's home. He's motivating. Listen, I refuse to let the enemy take any more families. Man, we ain't taking no losses in the family. Bump that. We ain't taking no more losses in the marriage. I need somebody that's gonna stand up, that's gonna hit the off season with me. That means we gonna get there and we gonna grind. We gonna find our weaknesses. We gonna get better in our weaknesses. We gonna get stronger in every area, and we gonna totally dominate our opponent. That enemy that's trying to destroy us, the enemy that tries to come kill, steal, and destroy. Father God, we say now that we have the ability to destroy him. We operate in our authority. We operate in the power of God to eliminate him, take him out the game. No more losses, y'all. So I just want you to know that today is the day that we're exactly, Yolanda, exactly, walking epistles, that when they see us, they see God, period. Period. They might not even want to go to church. They might not even see in church. But it's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you.